I think that Linda Harrison's online collaborative learning theory and Anderson and Garrison's communities of inquiry theories, they're fairly similar. They cover somewhat similar ground, but there are differences between them. I think what the community of inquiry model does is to identify some of the necessary conditions for successful online collaborative learning, particularly social, teacher and cognitive presences. But I think there are other conditions as well, that some of which are outlined by Linda Harrison and others outlined by me in section 4.4.5. So there are a number of conditions necessary for online learning to be done successful in terms of student collaboration and learning. Now, the question was, could these approaches to teaching and learning, these online approaches, could they be done just as well in face-to-face? And although the philosophy could be the same, I think there are some differences here. First of all, in online learning, the student has time for reflection, and so does the instructor for that matter, before they respond to earlier comments. Whereas if you're in a face-to-face context, you have to think on your feet. The clear advantage of online learning for discussion is that you have a clear permanent record of what students have contributed to the discussion. And this is useful both for tracking participation, which students are engaged in the discussion, and also what level of participation have they got. And once you've got that record, you can also use it, if you want, for assessing students' contributions. Now, with video conferencing, you can actually have synchronous online discussion. But again, you have to balance that against the lack of flexibility for students who have to be at a set point, have to be present at a set time, and also against some of the advantages I mentioned a little earlier of asynchronous discussion. And in terms of whether these are basically common sense or actual theories, I think they are theories for a couple of reasons. They're both based on a fair amount of research evidence. They've been tested in the field. There is an epistemological position behind each of these that kind of drives them. So I think, yes, they are more theories than just common sense.